What's up, everyone? Mark Lobliner, TigerFitness.com. Driving home from HQ in Loveland, Ohio, Tiger Fitness HQ, and just wanted to kind of have a conversation with you guys. So why do you train? Why do you exercise? Is it for health? Is it for how you look? Is it for how you feel? Is it for how you perform mentally? Is it because you have some anger issues and the gym helps you get those anger issues out, helps you control those anger issues that temper throughout the day? When I look at why I train, I would say that physique is up there. I like looking a certain way. I like feeling a certain way. I like taking off my shirt. I like having abs. I like having a defined chest. I like having rounded shoulders. I like having veins in my arms. I am so used to looking this way. I've looked this way basically since my early 20s. I can't imagine not looking this way. I've had periods after my father died, I got a little out of shape. I still trained, I just ate, emotionally ate. And I know a lot of you guys who've lost loved ones can empathize with that. My father and I were very close and still affects me to this day. So why do I personally train? Why do I exercise? Number one, fucking love it. Like, I love training. I love moving. I love pushing myself. And I love all types of training. When I stopped bodybuilding, I was weight training 3 days a week, if that. And I was boxing. I loved moving. I loved being able to push my body to the point of discomfort and know that I can persevere, that I can overcome, that I could achieve it. The main reason I train right now, I would say, well, there's two reasons and they're tied, but one's number one, is for health. You know, for me, training with all the data on strength and preventing morbidity or death and cardiovascular health and preventing morbidity and death, and even you look at proprioception and balance, being able to balance, how do a lot of old people die? Well, they fall and they break their hip. And if you can't move, you can't exercise, which means you can't get the first two benefits I was talking about. That's why I'm sure to do, you know, single leg RDLs, a lot of single leg movements, a lot of balance activities. When I'm coaching at Legacy at Carbon, I'm constantly demonstrating the movements. And since I do that, I don't do them as much in my personal exercise because I don't really have to, because I do it so much. If you coach two classes, you've done literally a few sets, like you're good. And if I was, obviously, if I was competing in football or any other sport, I'd need more of that. But for what I want out of it, that's plenty. But I would say that the most noticeable non-death related reason I train is for my brain. On days when I don't go to the gym, I find myself to lack mental acuity. I find that when I'm sitting at my laptop, when I'm in conference calls, when I'm speaking to clients, or when I'm speaking to prospective accounts, or when I'm speaking to the board, or when I'm speaking to anybody, or when I'm doing evening rants with Alan Roberts, which by the way is the number one podcast exclusively on X and Rumble, and it's a primetime podcast, that's the best part. 8 p.m., Monday through Thursday. Again, it's rumble.com/TigerFitness. That's rumble.com/TigerFitness. Subscribe to me there just in case YouTube bans me again. So guys, if you don't like politics, don't watch that. But rumble.com, I have all the videos I put here too. Same with X. But you do have my political stuff. And if you don't like politics or you don't like libertarian-leaning stuff, then you're probably not going to like me at all. And I'm kind of an independent, so I'm all over the place. But enough about that. When I am at my best, it's after a workout. It's after a workout in the morning, and I find when I train in the afternoon, I get more work done after the workout. I find that when I don't train in the morning, and cardio doesn't do it for me, a lot of mornings when the sun's out, I'll go for a little 15, 20 minute walk around the block with my golden doodles, and I'll be like, all right, this is fine. But I'm just not there. For me, I need to push iron. I need to actually get that iron in my hand and I need to just exert myself. in order for my brain to be operating at 1,000%. So when I weight train in the morning, it's to make money. No, I've never made money bodybuilding. They don't pay for last place at the New York Pro, unfortunately. I make money because of my brain. I make money because I am pretty frigging good at business. I make money because I am good at presenting. I make money because I am good at spreadsheets, at analyzing data, and at executing a plan, and also creating that plan. We go into business, it's a different video. What weight training does, it's performance enhancing drugs for my brain. So when I'm looking at how I'm gonna perform my best, when I'm looking at how I'm gonna be the best Mark I can be, when I am looking, let's say it's a random Wednesday, and I wake up in the morning or I go to bed at night and I'm planning, what am I gonna do today to make sure that the mark that the world sees on this random Wednesday is the mark that I want them to friggin' remember. And that's the mark that woke up, drank his 32 ounces of water with nectar and mental jewels in it, you know, took his immortal, had his morning routine, maybe went on a walk, maybe didn't. But that mark that went to the gym, got moving, all those beautiful neurons in the brain firing and firing and firing and firing. And my body and mind working in unison to accomplish whatever I put my mind to. And that's one reason I love training in the morning. Some days I'll go later, like 11 a.m. If I have a morning call, yeah, I have to move it, or I'll just wake up even earlier. Sometimes if I have a choice to train at 11 a.m. after a meeting, or at 4 a.m. or 5 a.m. before a meeting, I'll choose to go before. You know, when I go to my board meetings in Utah, they usually schedule them around noon, but sometimes they'll schedule them in the morning. And so I'm like, huh, I have to sit through this board meeting and they're gonna expect me to present some stuff and use some really big words. And I know that if I go and I travel over and I go to Lifetime Fitness by our office and I sit in the sauna, just get my mind clear, take a shower, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to rock and roll. I'm ready to crush the world. That's why I train. So if you call me a meathead, I'm gonna be like, damn right I'm a meathead. Because being a meathead is what allows me to actually do more than the average person on a daily basis. Because of being in the shape I am, because of having the cardiovascular shape I have, because my blood flow is so good, which by the way, there's data out there that shows that obese people, their brains don't work as well. You know, to know that my blood's flowing, to know that my brain's getting adequate oxygen, to know that my resting heart rate is 48, and no matter what stressful thing happens throughout the day, that my body can handle the stress. When you handle the stress in the gym, when you handle the stress in the weight room, you're enabling your body and your mind and you as a person to handle stress from work, to handle stress from family, to handle stress from the world, to handle stress from sitting in traffic, to handle stress because your favorite sports team lost. See what I'm saying, guys? I need you to look at weight training as a performance-enhancing drug for your brain. We all look for the next best thing. Oh, these people are taking Adderall. Oh, these people are taking modafinil or modafinil. I can't even pronounce that thing. Oh, these people are doing this. You know what? That's fine. And I'm not against, look, I make a product called Mental Jewels from Ambrosia. It's amazing. And on top of exercise, it's great. But if I'm to compare Mental Jewels to exercise, exercise wins. Now, if I take Mental Jewels after a hard workout session, hop on into my office, oh, the world is my oyster. I hold it in my hand and I control it. For me, that's what training does for me. Well, that was two for me's. Maybe I need to exercise more. Anyway, guys, why do you weight train? Why do you go to the gym? Why do you do what you do? Is it for aesthetics? Is it for health? Is it for your brain? Is it for all of the above? Let me know, comment down below. By the way, guys, this video, all my channels, self-funded, self-produced, that's why it's edited so bad. And the reason this channel is here, so I give free information. Now, if you want to support me, I want you to go to tigerfitness.com. That's tigerfitness.com. We have the best products in the world. I believe I might have one in here. What do I have in here? Oh, got our pre-workout Ruckus. Took that this morning, little blue raspberry. Nitrates in it, beautiful pump action going on. Mix some Vasky in that, Ruckus Vasky stack. Take that pre-workout. Oh man, put your machine fill during training. Oh, follow that workout with an MZS Whey. Take your ass to the office. And you know what? Another benefit of exercise, like, man, I've been training hard since I was 13 years old. And my wife is a very happy woman. She's never had to worry about my sex drive. She's never had to worry about that. I know this is TMI, but I hear a lot of stories about guys my age. They tell me this because they want help, because I'm a fitness guy and they've watched my videos and videos about erections. Look, man, if you weight train and you do cardio, you have low body fat and you take care of yourself, when you get into that bedroom with your wife, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, I ain't judging. Look, man, y'all need Viagra. Y'all need Cialis. All you need is some boobies and you're good to go. I'm just saying, on top of all that, getting rock hard erections, that is a benefit of weight training and cardio. When you have adequate blood, what is a boner? What is an erection? It's blood flow. It's the tissues engorging with blood. What causes that? Circulation. So by having good blood pressure, by having a strong and healthy heart, by having great circulation, you know what? You're not going to have problems down there, my friend. You're going to go there and you're going to say, I don't care. Look, man, if you have low testosterone, I'll tell you this. I had low testosterone in my mid-20s. In my mid-20s, my testosterone was 77. Put in perspective, they start giving HRT in the 300s. TRT starts for a lot of doctors, even general practitioners, like three. I was in the 70s, mainly because of lack of sleep and I worked too hard. Lifestyle issues. Never once did I have a problem with erections. Never. Weight training is so good, helps your brain, your body, and your boner. Anyway, guys, thanks so much for watching. Again, please go to tigerfitness.com, support your boy. We could use your help. As you guys know, the economy is not the greatest. We are doing our best to, you know, to adapt to this current economy where people have less money to spend. And if you have a choice of where to buy your supplements, because you only have a certain amount of budget to spend, no, we have free shipping over $99. We have warehouses in both Ohio and in Nevada. So chances are, if you spend $99, you're going to get free shipping, and it's probably going to get there in 1 day, max 2 days, on rare occasions 3 days, unless FedEx messes up. Then it's, you know, we do our best. Anyway, guys, again, please, 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 please support your boy. That's all I ask in return. Anyway, guys, let me know, comment down below, why do you weight train? And if you don't weight train, why the fuck don't you? That's not a game. You have your favorite pre-workout. You love it. You might like to rotate between pre-workout, another pre-workout, another pre-workout. Maybe there's a pre-workout you really like the flavor, but you really want to feel the pump. You really want to feel your best during training. You want to feel every movement, every muscle fiber. You want to feel full. MTS Nutrition Vasky is designed, you can take it alone, but its main benefit is to take with your current pre-workout. It's extremely affordable. All you do is add a scoop of Vasky on top of your current pre-workout. It has the ingredients nitrosogen. Nitrosogen helps with blood flow, just flooding your muscle with blood. Hydromax. Hydromax helps fill your muscle, volumize it, hydrate it. Then we have taurine, another thing that not only helps performance, also helps the hydration benefit. So while you might have a favorite pre-workout, what if we could say we can make it 10 times, 20 times, 30 times, 40 times, immensely better just by adding one scoop of MTS Nutrition Vasky.